Could you guys just introduce yourselves for me?
All right, I'm Julian. I play bass and I sing.
I'm JT. I play the drums, and that's it.
I'm Paul. I play guitar and I sing sometimes.
Nice. And how would you guys describe your music genre?
Egg punk. No.
Right.
Egg punk. If you don't know what it is, look it up on Pitchfork or
Yeah, it was coined
something.
by Pitchfork for punk bands that are quirkier more than they are, heavy.
Do you guys like what bands do you draw your inspiration from?
Well, musically, I don't know. I enjoy a lot of like the late 70s, early 80s kind of hardcore bands before it became like, incredibly chunky and heavy in the 90s when it was still like it had a lot of fun and like weirdness in it still. That's where I get a lot of it from. And then also like newer bands, like mega fan of the Parquet Courts. Snooper is the most recent egg bearer to come
Egg
around, and
bearer.
they're pretty awesome.
Egg laying
So
band.
yeah, egg laying bands,
Maybe I would say like kind of like the feel of some of the older classic stuff, but more like the songwriting of modern things.
Yeah.
Like a combination.
What brought you guys together as a band?
JT, we went to high school together. And so I guess I got to give the credit for this band starting when we were, we emerged technically way back in the ashes of early 2020 before the pandemic hit. When like I and JT, we were still in high school, and it was our friend Avery who wanted to start a band, was like, I just need some people like come to the basement and knock around for a while. And so that's how me and JT came to be. And then from then on, it's just been an ever rotating cast of guitar players, depending on who's around. And so the most recent and most permanent addition now is Paul. He's my roommate. But we've had plenty in the past. We had Avery, who's a founding member.
He's actually the namer of the
We had my
band.
friend Leah, who played guitar with us for the last 8 months. She's in another band around here,
Oh, fun.
Decapitation in the Food Court. We're coming back. And we had Marco of Ocean Child sit in for one show. That was incredibly fun. But yeah, I always think of it as the core of Bum Rush is me and JT. And then, we're not a super lead guitar heavy band. So whoever's around to play guitar and ideally also do some fun backing harmonies and stuff.
Where are you guys from? You guys go to U of I, right?
Yeah, we're all at UIUC. Me and JT are from Evanston, so we met while we were still at ETHS. And
Okay.
then we're from
Iowa, Davenport, Iowa.
Have any upcoming shows?
Yeah, we got one on Friday here at a place called The Barn, and we've got one on Sunday at ISU at a place called Rock Bottom. I don't know the address. You'll have to DM us for that one. But yeah, we get around as much as we can. So
What does the songwriting process look like for you guys?
Julian.
chaos. I come up with a sequ like many riffs, and then I decide what is the vibe I want for a song. Like, I want this one to be like fast and chaotic. This one should be slow or whatever. The music comes first, and then usually it'll also be accompanied by like a chorus lyric, like some chanty part of the song. And then you fill in the lyrics later, if ever. There are some songs that I still change the words to this day because I don't like them, but I think of the words as like the final afterthought. It's more about like the actual instrumental behind everything. That's where I like to play at least.
We are Bum Rush, and you're listening to our song SMOC here on 103.3 WZNDS New Music Monday.
Come on, come on, we don't wanna wait. Come on, come on.
Do you guys have a favorite memory as a group?
That's a hard one.
You too. That is a difficult one. We've had a lot, especially like this last semester. We did so many shows. It's hard to keep track of them all. I don't know. I guess like if I were to do anything, shout out to the Garage Collective back in Evanston for our first few shows that we did there, like summer 2 years ago. They kind of gave us like a place to really kind of suck for a little bit and figure out what we were doing before we came here and started doing shows and venues with like a lot more people than could fit in a tiny garage. So I have many fond memories, especially like the second Garage Collective show we did. That was a really good time. It was like the second floor of a wooden garage with like 60 people shaking back and forth. It was kind of scary, but it was really fun. Yes. I have a sign above the stage that says floors break if jump that they had to put up there after we played the first time.
You guys play any shows in Chicago?
We did this summer. Actually, you know what? You want to talk about a favorite memory? We played the beach this summer. Yeah. That was a personal goal of mine. It's like I wanted to play in like some sunny, sandy location. And so we went to, there's this hot dog stand in Loyola Beach in Rogers Park called Ropa Cabana. And I saw last year that they had some shows, not many, but I hit them up like back in like April, sorry, being like, hey, are you guys planning on doing shows again? And they were like, yeah, you can put something together. We won't object to you coming using our patio and going for it. So I put a bill together, having no idea of like, what's the weather going to be like if anyone would show up? And it ended up being one of the most like fun and successful shows we ever did. It was incredibly beautiful out. Like a ton of people came, like the juxtaposition of like little kids and like swimsuits running around with like all of the traditional like hardcore punk people with like all their black on in like 80 degree outdoor weather was incredibly funny to me. So that was a really good show. So we did that in Chicago, and we also played Book Club, and we have a pretty mega Chicago gig coming up in October, but we haven't announced that one yet. You'll have to stay tuned for that one.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks.